UK encourages voters to bully White House to cancel student loan debt. By Hannah Blow on March 18, 2022. Far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, encouraged voters this week to continue to bully the Biden White House into canceling student loan debt, one of the left's key agenda items that President Biden has failed to address. During a Q&A on Instagram, the New York Democrat responded to a user who said, "Cancel student debt so I can buy a damn house." FYI, it does not take an act of Congress to cancel student debt, Ocasio-Cortez wrote. Biden could do it tomorrow if he wanted to. Keep bullying the White House. It has been successful in delaying payments, but now we gotta finish the job, she added. Indeed, in December, Biden reversed his decision to resume student loan payments beginning February 1 after facing pressure from members of the far left. "We know that millions of student loan borrowers are still coping with the impacts of the pandemic and need some more time before resuming payments," the White House's statement read at the time. Payments are now slated to resume May 1, 2022. "Given these considerations, today my administration is extending the pause on federal student loan repayments for an additional 90 days. Through May 1, 2022, as we manage the ongoing pandemic and further strengthen our economic recovery," Biden stated. However, throughout his presidency, far-left Democrats have blasted Biden for failing to do anything substantial in terms of canceling student loan debt. "You know how I know that President Biden has the power to hashtag cancel student debt? Because he's already used it. So did President Obama, and so did Donald Trump," Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, tweeted in December, calling on Biden to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt. Similarly, Ocasio-Cortez has called on Biden to lean on his executive authority to make things happen, such as canceling student debt. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, has also placed an emphasis on this issue this week. However, Biden has made it clear he has no real intention of canceling up to $50,000 in student loan debt, despite the calls from his progressive colleagues.